to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if you ever find yourself at a crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. We're on a mission trying to build some economic empowerment in our community, create some jobs, put some people to work, and we do this every Friday at 10:30 right here at Radio 1, right outside the nation's capital, downtown Silver Spring. And there's so much going on, but we can't take our eyes off the ball. We have businesses to create, jobs to create, people to put to work. And so this show is all about economic empowerment. It's about putting people to work. And we do that. The main thing is to make sure you have a business that's viable. And that business is not going to succeed if you do not market it. I don't care how good that business is. I don't care how many friends and families you got supporting you. You've got to bring in some strangers, some folks that never heard of you. And the way to do that is to market. That's why this is the Marketing Pulpit. And as I say, we're not out here saving souls. Now, I might save a soul every now and then, because somebody has actually told me, man, if it wasn't for you, I don't think my business or my soul would have made it. So, even though we're not in the soul-saving business, we're in the business-saving business. That's okay if we save a soul every now and then. We got an egghead show today. We brought out the eggheads. And I know my head is shaped like an egg, but that's not what I mean. Egghead is one of those terminologies that usually means technology, nerds, and all that kind of stuff. Now, this guy sitting here next to me, he might beat me up now. He said he's not a nerd. I want to welcome him to the studio today. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Pleased to be here.
All right. Also, tell us quickly who you are, because we're going to talk about later in the show. We're going to talk about the modern office. And tell us quickly, give us a quick introduction, because Frank is going to be my guest host today. So introduce yourself to the audience, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. So I'm the president and CEO of Griffin Consulting. We're an IT service provider based here in Largo, Maryland. We provide IT support services to organizations with less than 250 employees. So our sweet spot are small companies that need IT support. And we become that, if you will, one throat to choke or back to pat as it relates to all their IT needs.
Right. So that's a guy that knows his market. It's important to know who your market is, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You just can't go out here and say, I'm going to market to everybody, because when you try to market to everybody, you really market to nobody. So Frank is going to be joining me today on this Egghead Friday. And for all of y'all who did not know that, I'm actually an undercover egghead myself. I've actually been dabbling in technology and webs and all this kind of stuff really since my undergrad days at college, where I started taking computer science programs. And then I heard about this thing called the internet about 20 years ago. It was just getting started. I said, I want a piece of that. One of the best moves I've ever made. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about how technology and some of the things that are going on as far as the smart office. Frank is going to talk about that coming up at 11 o'clock hour. And I'm going to put on my egghead hat today and talk about three basic pieces of coding. People hear the word coding and they get freak out. They think it's like kryptonite to a lot of business owners, because they think it's this mysterious language that just only reserved for people in high tech. But if you have a website, let's say a CMS website like WordPress or something like that, no matter how much they tell you otherwise, there are some basic codes that you really need to be familiar with. And so what I'm going to do today, I'm going to take you to school on some basic coding. So the next time you want to impress your friends and say, hey, I know some code, you're going to say, Robert Gatewood showed me this little piece of code. And it's going to change, might even change the way you look at how you move forward in this heavy, heavy IT-based environment in which we operate today. So we have that coming up at 11:15. At 10:45, we're going to have Falasha Day, the accountant. In case some of you all didn't realize, it's tax time. That deadline is on us. I understand it hasn't been moved back. I don't know, but I'm going to let Falasha Day tell us that. She's calling in a little later, and she is our in-house accountant. She brings us up to date and keeps us abreast of what's going on in the accounting world. I'd like to welcome everybody who's tuning in for the first time. I just have one question for you. Where the heck have you been? But it's never too late, because this information is timeless. I mean, the fact that you're here today is right. It's a good thing. I just want you to tune in every Friday at 10:30 a.m. because you're really getting some information that I charge good money for. You know what I mean, Frank?
Absolutely.
Frank knows me. I've been knowing Frank for a while. Matter of fact, Frank and I used to be part of the same BNI. We were in BNI, Business Networking International. And as I stated last week when I had Stephanie White of Stephanie White Events, we talked about the importance of relationships and the importance of getting out there. Matter of fact, won't you tell people how the organization we used to be part of and how that worked?
Yeah, so BNI, a great organization for organizations to basically network. So what we would have is you'd have one representative from each particular industry, if you will. And so you can think of it as your own little koretsu or your own little conglomerate of organizations, right?
Right.
So you can actually pass business around between the different members of the group. Great networking event, great way of leveraging and multiplying your sales force. It was a great force multiplier for marketing.
And you know what I've discovered, Frank, and I'm learning this as I go, because when I first started, when I joined BNI, I was, you know, I kind of heard about networking, but I had this misconception of what it was. I thought you go out here and you party and you meet a bunch of folks and you just hand out cards and get on back to your life. But what I'm discovering is that the relationships that you establish during these meetings, they're forever. We met, man, it's about 5-6 years ago. But only until recently did we run back into each other and we started trading, contacts, and Frank has been responsible for a very lucrative contract I've landed with the Washington Teachers Union, and he had a connection over there and kind of passed names around, and next thing you know, I'm in the door. So I'm glad. Two reasons Frank is here: one, because he's a sharp technology expert, and two, because I like to let people see how in the flesh how networking actually works and how you build these relationships. And it's sort of like my secret sauce of marketing. People get so hung up on the advertising and the shiny objects when they marginalize something that everybody can do, which is networking and building those relationships. And that's really what's going to get you where you need to go. I've heard the old saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, you got to bring some people with you. And so I think that is very, very true. We're going to talk about, we got a couple of events coming up on May 11th. Now, this is an interesting event. Mother's Day, sundresses, and big hat brunch. Now, I'm going to assume that's probably for women. I mean, I got a big hat, but I don't think I have a sundress. So that's the 10th annual big hat sundress brunch. It's a Mother's Day event. They've been having it every year, and they do it across the country. They're having one this year up at the Reagan Building over in D.C. So you can go to their website, and it's also on the Marketing Pulpit. That's on May 11th, and for the ladies out there, if you want to meet some exciting, some really well-versed, energetic, and really nice people, sign up for this Mother's Day sundress and big hat brunch. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. at the Ronald Reagan Building at 10:30 a.m., and it's going to be a high-energy experience specifically for and by women to celebrate life, friendships, creating meaningful connection. It's the perfect Mother's Day for daughters, sisters, grandmothers, sorors, and BFFs to get together. So come ready to have fun, have lunch, bring your hat. So I know some of y'all got that big hat out there. You've been looking for an opportunity to wear it. Got those nice sundresses. And then some people just don't have a place to go on Mother's Day. Maybe your children are out of town, or maybe your mother is not here anymore. Well, here's a way to reconnect with some really, really powerful sisters. And come on out on this event. Go to marketingpulpit.com. They're right there on the homepage. We have them in our event directory. And come on out. Come on out to this event and support these sisters. Sounds like a great event. Also on the tomorrow, it's going to be the Retirement Planning and Elder Care Achieving Financial Security Community Forum. This event is another event that's being held every year. It's at the Metropolitan AME Church at 1518 M Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. And for people who are concerned about how they're going to live out their golden years, and not just for themselves, Frank, but for people who have what we have now, the sandwich generation, people in our age group, we're taking care of our kids, and we're also taking care of our parents. And so what this event is about is how people can discover some of the resources that are available for people who are in that age group now where they're taking care of themselves, they're worried about their own future, financial future, and they're taking care of sometimes elderly parents. So this is a forum that addresses that. They help you understand some of the legal issues of elder care, a way to ensure that your elder parents and people are taken care of, making financial plans and benefits that are available, things like veterans benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, and things like that. So that's an event you don't want to miss. Come on out tomorrow. That's Saturday, April 13th at 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Metropolitan AME Church. It's sponsored by the Daniel Payne Group and the National Capital Chapter Society for Financial Service Professionals and the Metropolitan AME Church over in Washington, D.C., a very storied institution. So come on out. That's also on the Marketing Pulpit website. Also, we have on the website, you'll find all the information about our guests, the topics we're going to talk about. And if you ever wonder what we're going to talk about on a given Friday, just go to the website. We usually put it up the night before. We'll have the guests, the topics, and also we tweet it out. So go to the website and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram to stay abreast of what's happening and at the Marketing Pulpit. So we have Marketing Pulpit at Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter. We are all things Marketing Pulpit. I'd like to thank everybody who's tuning in for the first time, and also I'd like to thank the regular listeners. And I'd like to thank the people that make this show possible. I'd like to thank Dr. Kathy Hughes, the CEO of Radio One. She has a school of communication over at Howard University, named in her honor. I'd like to welcome and thank Ms. Karen Jackson. She's the sales manager over here. If you want to get your own show, you can contact her. And we'd like to thank Mr. Ron Thompson, the program director. And we'd like to thank our engineer, Mr. Alonzo. All the people that make this show possible, and I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to put on our egghead hats. We got Revenge of the Nerds up in here. Going to have Frank talk about this smart office. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Friday morning, this traffic update sponsored by KFC. Mobile pothole crews on I-270 southbound as you head into Germantown. Also got a mobile pothole crew on 95 near the Beltway in Virginia. Just be alert. BW Parkway, no relief for you. Southbound at 410, that work zone takes the right lane of 2. And on 50, John Hanson Highway, the accident finally moved to the shoulder. That crash inbound at Kenilworth Avenue. KFC's got a variety of 100% white meat chicken, $5 Phillips. That's premium. Tasty, delicious fried chicken with 100% white meat for only $5. It's finger-licking good. Washington, D.C. weather in the WOL forecast, 63 degrees right now. Cloudy, we are expecting rain as we go up to 72 degrees for the high temperature today. I'm Angela Foster on 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL for the Tom Joyner One More Time Experience. Friday, May 10th at the theater at MGM National Harbor.
This is the Fly Jack Tom Joyner. Join me, Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly and Kim for the One More Time Experience.
Log on at WOLDCNews.com for ticket information with 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
Sponsored by Prince George's County Health Department and Behavioral Health Programs.
All right, folks, the eggheads are in the house. In the house, like Martin used to say, the eggheads are in the house. So I'm taking off my, I wear so many hats. I'm almost ashamed. You know, Frank, sometimes you tell people you do so many things, they don't believe you. They think you're a jack of all trades. When I tell them that I started out in pre-law, that I've been an accountant, a franchise consultant, what else? God, I can't even think of advertising guy, media buyer, workforce developer. And then I say the tech guy, they really kind of like, wait a minute. Now, come on, there are some limits to what a person, you know, I was one of those folks that didn't know what he wanted to be.
Right.
And when you, and that's a curse. I think my daughter had that same curse. You got so many talents sometimes. So I just spread it out. So that's why I think my calling as a business developer was made for me, because I get to use them all. I get to use all these skills. So we're going to talk tech today. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about a little coding, how to get you
guys out there who have never done any code. This may be your first time, and you're not going to blow anything up. It's just easy stuff. We're going to talk about it on a CMS platform. But for right now, I'd like to welcome my special guest, guest host, Mr. Frank Valdivieso. Valdivieso? Did I say it right there?
Valdivieso.
Valdivieso.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
So Frank,
pronounce that D.
You'll be all right. Val, I'm going to let you say
Frank.
Frank.
You just call me Frank.
Let's keep it simple. We're going to call him Frank, and I'm Gatewood. Now, Frank, you already introduced me. Quick again now. You are in the IT space. Now, this is interesting. I think people need to be aware of this. People, when they hear anything technology, they think it's all together. And so what Frank and I, we had this conversation, we kind of joked about it because people, and on my side of technology, we dealing with websites, we dealing with hosting, we dealing with email, we dealing with design, we dealing with things like that. That's different than what Frank does. Frank is IT. He's the guy that gets up under the hood to make stuff work.
Right. Yep.
And so you need, if it's usually most, he knows a little bit about what I do. I know a little bit about what he does. And so sometimes a person in Frank's field might actually dabble in the web business, and somebody in my field might even actually dabble in IT. But generally, there are two different disciplines. And so if you deal it, you usually need somebody that understands both worlds if you want it done exactly right. And that's why another reason why Frank and I have formed this relationship, that we kind of can trade off when I find somebody who needs something that's really deep in the IT, I throw it his way. He needs somebody in the web business, in the web field, he throws it my way. And it's a good relationship. And also, like I said, folks, that's another lesson out there. When you find yourself in these industries where you have shared target audiences, that's the best kind of relationship, where people in where my audience is the same as his audience, but they have different service needs, then that makes great partnerships and relationships. Now, Frank, now you're in this space. Now, what is it about this this smart office? What we're seeing right now, that a lot of people, they're out here, they're doing things, I would say, the old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. They're not taking advantage of technology. And before we get into that, what made you decide to get into this line of work?
Yeah, so I studied programming back in college, and when I got out of college, I went to work for a large integrator here, a large federal government contractor Uh-oh. That provided IT support services.
Okay.
And did that for about 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was actually hired away from one of my former managers at this large integrator to kind of go work for small business, and that's where a small 8A here in the area,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I kind of got the bug.
Okay.
With regard to the entrepreneurial bug and saying, you know, I'm looking at the environment. I really liked being that close, if you will, to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
From that point forward, I said, you know, this is something I want to do. I think this is something I could do as an entrepreneur. I love and I have a passion for providing IT support services and helping people solve problems with technology.
Well, here's a good question for you. Now, what would you say some of the big differences between, let's say, 10 years ago and office today?
Yeah, today. I think it's obviously the internet has changed the landscape. More than any other technology that we have.
Okay.
And if you look at it, what it's enabled small companies like ours to do is really to employ and use technologies that make us look bigger than we are.
Yes.
Allows us to basically reach out and access resources that might not even be in this geographic location.
Definitely.
So again, for small business and business of all sizes, I think the internet has been the game changer, if you will, that I see the biggest difference between now and 10 years ago. Definitely the internet.
And I'm really the horse's mouth when it's come to that, because I remember just a few years ago I had an office full of people. I mean, people over here, people over there, people over there. With the internet and technology, I mean, I still have people I put to work, but now it has allowed me to scale. I don't need as many people to do more work. I have more work, but I'm doing it with less people, and the people that I'm using usually fall in the technology space. Now, would you say that most companies are keeping up, or would you say they're kind of falling behind on this?
So I think we're at a watershed moment, and I think a big change that we're seeing here is obviously the impact to security, you know, hackers, individuals being compromised. I think now there's a much more heightened level of awareness that we as small business owners need to have as it relates to data security and how we're transacting business on the internet. So that's definitely one of the issues that we're seeing more and more today. And again, it's not just enough to have an antivirus solution on your PC, but you need to be looking at how are you protecting the content that you're storing in the cloud? How or what kinds of tools and technologies are you applying to safeguard the content that you're sending out to your clients? And also with regard to your email, do you have the proper tools in place to help protect you from ransomware and phishing schemes and obviously malware that's being delivered via email as well?
And those are two areas where our services overlap. Things like encryption, we're trying to get everybody now on the SSL on their website so that the information that traverses the internet from their website is protected and encrypted. And so there's some areas out there where security and safety has become, like you said, this has been one of the big differentiators now between some of the smaller companies that are not keeping up. They don't want to pay for it. And I just had to send somebody, this is a true story. I have a client who's, I've been trying to get them to do the SSL. I mean, SSL is like only like $70 a year. And I finally sent her a note last night. I said, look, this is so important to you. If you're going to stay on the web, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you free SSL for this year. If you need to think about it some more, because Google is putting that little note on your URL right now that's saying not secure. And that's terrible for your brand. So there are certain basic things I think that some of the small companies are just not getting. And what I do need to tell people is that it's getting a little more expensive to be on the website, but don't look at it as an expense. This as an investment in your business. Some of these smaller companies that are not making these investments, they actually are not going to be around a few years from now.
And that's to protect their intellectual property, right?
That's exactly right.
So, and we're seeing that in our space as well. So, for example, we are a Microsoft partner, and they've introduced some tools that for as little as $20 a month, right, you can get a full range of services, everything from protecting your local device, your hard drive, encrypting the data there, to basically enabling you to put protections on documents, let's say proposals that you create, where you can lock it down, you can restrict who has access to that content, to then very sophisticated email protection technologies as well. So there are definitely some low-cost options out there to really provide a small business owner with a ton of protection.
Now, if security is one of the big issues, are there any other opportunities that you say that a small company might give them a competitive edge by embracing the smart office or the modern office?
Well, I think it's about, you know, being able to collaborate. So, you know, one of the big areas is obviously collaborating, right? So your ability to basically have this dispersed workforce that you're leveraging, that you can then collaborate on projects. Again, you know, here in this space where we sit in D.C., a lot of federal government contractors. So if you're a prime vendor working on an opportunity, now you've got a platform as a small business where you can have your subcontractors all contributing their content to one central repository that you own and manage.
Right.
And again, before, you know, this was the purview of larger organizations.
Right.
And now small companies are able to leverage that with some of the cloud-based service offerings that are available today.
Yeah, because I actually had, like I said, I work in the web space, and I just had a client this past month, and they want to be able to, they're a big government contractor, and they want to put on their website a database, a portal, so that subcontractors can come in and join, and then they will have a pool of people to select from for these subcontracting opportunities. And that would have been a gargantuan tax without technology and the web.
Oh, sure. And small businesses would have been precluded from that space. The cost associated with standing up that sort of environment would have been cost prohibitive to smaller companies. And it's really leveled the playing field. I mean, that's the thing that I find so exciting today in this market, is that there are technologies available that really enable small businesses to compete at a very high level.
Now, do you help folks who are trying to get to this modern office? Is that something that you help with?
Yeah, so we're definitely, you know, when we look at the modern workplace, what we're looking at is obviously mobile devices are a big part of that. And being able to do and transact business anywhere at any time at any place, if you will. And it's about velocity. So if you remember back in the day, right, you know, mm-hmm. you'd get a call from a client and they say, hey, Robert, can you submit me a proposal? Or mm-hmm. Robert, can you meet with me right. next week? You'd have to say, hey, you know what, Mr. or Mrs. Customer, let me wait till I get back into the office right. and then I will send you an email or follow up. Well, now, you know, you've got this wonderful device at your hands. You've got this mobile device. You can look and you can respond immediately. So with regard to velocity, that's a lot what the modern workplace is really about, is helping us to respond in a much more, you know, responsive manner, if you will.
That's great. I tell you what, hang on there, Frank. We're going to get, I want you to give out your information when we come back from the break. So if you're out there and you're kind of living in the past and missing out on opportunities, you want to grab onto some of this technology and have somebody help you with that. Frank does that in the IT world. We're doing it in the business, in the web world. So hang on. We're going to be right back after the break. We're also going to talk taxes with a philosophy, the accountant. It's the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL, 95.9 FM.
Family from disaster. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the minds of African Americans. Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Join News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL for the Tom Joyner One More Time Experience. Friday, May 10th at the theater at MGM National Harbor.
This is the Fly Guy, Tom Joyner. Join me, Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly and Kim for the One More Time Experience.
Log on at WOLDCNews.com for ticket information with 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
Sponsored by Prince George's County Health Department and Behavioral Health Programs.
African Americans are nearly twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. 1-888-4-STROKE or go to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington. W240DJ Washington 95.9. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2 Washington. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, just a couple of eggheads over here kicking it. Frank Aaron Gatewood here. We're talking technology today. Folks, now, this technology is not a discretion. We like to think that it's something that we should do if we have the money, if we have the time. But actually, you embrace technology, it's actually going to save you both. It's going to save you time. It's going to save you money. And like Frank said earlier, it's an equalizer. Because I know right now I'm competing against some very big advertising agencies. And they have probably got, you know, 10 times the staff that I have. But boy, let me tell you. I got technology on my side. You go to my website, you think I'm a 300-person organization. And now the good thing I like, too, is that technology has allowed me to do is that I can almost perform practically every task on my website thanks to technology, because there is a technology solution to practically every task out here now.
Right, right, absolutely.
So if you say, okay, well, look, I'm not trying to take anything from the accountant, but there, if you want to do your own bookkeeping, for instance, in the old days, you had to go hire a bookkeeper. Now, you still need an accountant. You need somebody to do those end-of-year reports, those monthly, and things like that, your taxes. But there are certain tasks now that allow you to wear these multiple hats. And so you don't have to become an egghead like Frank and myself. But what I would like for you to do is to embrace and come forward, come into the 21st century, and look at some of these things, these tools that are out here. Frank, and what I was asking now, what we were kind of discussing on the break, is that you were talking about these, wear all these different hats.
Yeah, slash officer. We call them the chief slash officer for an organization. And we'll see that, especially in small companies, right?
Right. You have to.
Right. Yeah. So you're CEO slash marketing slash web developer. And back to your original point, you know, something that I someone told me as it relates to as we grow and focus on our business, you know, the riches are in the niches. And, you know, like with that. Regard to understanding the services that we provide and focusing on that area specifically. So in the early days of IT, it was IT companies that were doing a lot of web development.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's really become a more of a marketing activity.
You're right.
And not an IT activity.
That's exactly right.
And there's, you know, our relationship, right?
Right.
My clients are coming to me for services. They'll ask me, can you do a website? Nope. I've got Robert. Robert right. handles websites.
And vice versa. They exactly. come to me because some of the contracts I work on with the government and some of the other places where I get these big contracts, they want somebody who's down in the ditches that can do this, know this IT inside and out. I can scratch the surface, but I am not going to try to sell myself as an IT specialist. I'm a web guy. I know the website like the back of my hand. I know the ins and outs. But like I can say there are certain areas where you have to bring in a specialist. And so you have to know your space. You have to know your space and get in that space and own it. Now, I can own the web space. There's not a website out here I can't do. I can work in all the platforms. I can do some code. I can do the WYSIWYG. I can work on whether it's Joomla, whether it's WordPress, whether it's web.com, Wigget, Blibbly, Wibbly Weeks. You name them, I can work in that space. And I can. If we have to get into the HTML and the PHP and Java and all that kind of stuff, I can do that as well. But I'm not an IT guy.
Right.
Now, this is something interesting too, Frank. For people who are kind of sitting on the fence, and you have your young people out here trying to decide where you're going to go when you get out of school, one of the raging arguments right now is the student loans and a lot of debt the kids are getting in. They're going through traditional, they're still getting traditional, you know, liberal arts degrees, and they get out, they got $40,000 in loans, and then they can't get a job.
Right.
So Money Magazine spit out some of the new job opportunities that are coming down the pike right now, and some of these jobs did not exist 10 years ago. So, and many of them do not require a four-year college degree.
Mm-hmm.
Things like a YouTuber. There are people out there on YouTube right now making six figures. They have become YouTube, they call them vloggers. They're doing this as their line of work right now. Web analyst, very popular position right now, paying good money. Telemedicine physicians. So if you're going into medicine now, many of these medical professions now are marrying technology because some of these jobs now, just like in the old days when the guy had to work on your car, they go up under the hood now. They got to almost have a technology degree to fix on some of these cars right now because everything is moving towards technology. SEO experts, drone experts. Now, these are some areas of that some of us, and it's not too old, it's not too late for some of us to go back and be retrained in some of these fields.
And Robert, I think to that point, so one of the things we're really excited about is here in the state of Maryland, they just approved a new apprenticeship program
mm-hmm.
For IT help desk positions.
Right.
So one of the things, and this is something that I see in my industry, is that there's a lot of individuals that aren't going to go the traditional four-year
right.
route, but you can still earn good money in a lot of these positions.
That's exactly right.
So in this program, what we're doing is hopefully going to be launched here in July, and we're teaming with the Franklin Apprenticeship. And what we're doing is looking for organizations, other IT companies that typically employ help desk personnel. And what we're looking for are candidates for that program, where it might be an individual that just wants to change careers,
mm-hmm.
or you've got a student that says, you know, I'm not going to go the traditional four-year route, but I do like computers. How can I get in that field? So again, to your point, you're absolutely correct. So this whole, in the workforce development, I think there are definitely new opportunities in the IT field that we're very, very excited about.
You know, we talked about the smart office, and I've seen this. I've had several people come in now who are starting new companies, virtual assistants. That's an area that's just blossomed. It's just blowing up because people are, goes back to that modern office. You don't need as many people now, but you still need the services that those people used to provide. So virtual assistants now, people who have just with almost a superficial basic understanding of how technology works, but they understand the awesomeness and the power of it, have started very lucrative careers as virtual assistants. Things like data analysts, cloud specialists, app developers, artificial intelligence engineers, social media managers. I get a lot of people, we're putting out a social media quote now just about every week. People are coming in, they understand that social media now is so hot. And a lot of young people that have these, they have a proclivity, they have a fondness of social media. I think they need to turn that passion into how to monetize it.
Right.
And let's go out and get some certification. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing to sit out here and post your meal that you had at IHOP and get 1,000 followers, but you can monetize that with just the go to a class. It can be like a 6-month class, get a certification, go to a community college. You don't have to go necessarily to a 4-year college and grab some of these positions out here that were not here 10 years ago. For instance, here's one that I found very interesting, a podcast producer. Google, for instance, Google actually has launched a new program called the Podcast Creator Program, where they're actually giving up $40,000 in seed money for people who want to start a podcast. And so that's something that you're going to see a lot more of coming down the pike. Matter of fact, we've put that on the website. So if you're interested in doing that, if you feel like you got what it takes to start a podcast, if you have some information that you feel is relevant, if you feel like you can generate an audience, if you feel like you have that je ne sais quoi, you can charming, you can gotta talk a good game, then you may look at some of these opportunities. And that's just particularly one that I thought was very interesting. So you can go to marketingpulpit.com and look at this opportunity that Google has put out here. They're putting up $40,000 of seed money, and they will train you. And it's like it could really launch you into a new career as a podcast producer. There's a new position now called Chief Listening Officer. Man, I would like that one. So what they're really doing, they're out here monitoring social media communication. What's going on? What are people talking about? Because these companies now are so into branding, they want to make sure they're not missing any cues. They don't want to just do it nilly-willy by doing the meta tags and the searches. They're actually putting people out here whose prime purpose is to listen. And in internet listening actually means paying attention. It doesn't mean necessarily with listening with your ears, but listening is an internet term, a term that means paying attention, monitoring, and engaging what's going on the internet. A tech ethicist. Now, here's one for you. Because once again, these companies are running into problems with ethics. They're crossing the line. Sometimes there's a lot of things that are happening that people, they may not be on top of the psychographics, the cultural thing, how they may be offending people with some of the things they're doing. And I'm sure Facebook is probably one of the first one to put that person to work, because Facebook has had a horrible last couple of years because of some of the ethics that they violated, and they've lost some trust among their listeners and their viewers. And so now there is a position called a tech ethicist. So you're out there making sure that you're actually following the ethical norms. There's a new position called self-driving car engineer. I have another one of those jobs I could use. Just set back. Because once again, what's the company? Tesla and some of the other Google and some of the other Uber. They have these self-driving cars now, and they've got to test them. They can't just set them out there and run people over, particularly now since they had a few fatalities. So there is actually a position now called a self-driving car engineer. So my point is, Frank, is that technology, you can embrace it or you can be left on the sidelines. You don't have to be an egghead
right, to
benefit from this. Whether you're an accountant, whether you're a medical professional, whether you're an attorney, there is opportunities out here. If you're not including it as part of your service offerings, it's actually a way to help market your service, reach a larger audience. And then as far as workforce, how to cut back on some of those, I always hate to say cut back on staff, because I like to think that we're creating opportunities for people.
To produce and perform in higher levels, right? So a lot of these positions that you talked about didn't exist, like you said, years ago. So now it's an ability for us to focus on higher value activities than we were before. So I think that's what technology is a great enabler for us all, to basically help us do things like that.
That's right. So if there's a moral to this story, that yes, some people are being displaced by technology. There's no doubt about it. I've heard this old saying. Somebody said, look, you should not use technology to replace people. And the person said, look, I'm using a shovel to dig this ditch. And if I bring in this bulldozer, it's going to displace 10 workers. Why don't we just keep why don't we just keep the shovel and put people to work? That same person's response was, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we use spoons and put 100 people to work? So as you can see, the other side of that argument is that you cannot fight technology. Technology will happen. You don't want to be out here trying to use a spoon to do a job that a bulldozer would do. At the same time, and I think that's where that tech ethicist person comes in, we have to find that balance.
Right.
We, as we become people like Bezos and Zuckerberg, we have to find ways to go back into the community to, you know, to re-challenge, retrain these people, repurpose them, find these jobs. And I'm telling you, for every job that's being displaced, as I've just read off some jobs, these are new jobs that are being created. Get on board.
Yep.
There are new opportunities being created as we're eliminating jobs. The coal mine jobs, they're gone forever. Some of these jobs you're never going to see again. But, and I also say, it's never too late. It's never too late. Some people feel like, you know, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my 60s. I can't go back to school. I can't learn a new trade. Well, yeah, actually, you can. I mean, look, Frank and I mean, Frank, he's a young guy, but we're not exactly millennials. And,
yeah, I started when I was 5.
Oh, man. But I tell you what, though, I was, I never considered myself, even now, a tech person. I am a marketing guy that uses technology to do better. So whatever your field is, you don't have to be an egghead to embrace technology and actually use it. Now, in the future, what we're going to talk about also, and we're going to come in a minute talking about the teach you guys how to code today. But I want you to tune in next week. I'm going to talk about KPIs. KPIs is one of those tech terms that actually stands for key performance indicators. And what it's about is how to gauge certain parts of your performance, whether it's marketing, whether it's sales, whether it's customer service, whether it's manufacturing. And this is once again an area where technology is shining because it gives people now barometers and ways to measure and gauge their success. We're going to talk about that on an upcoming show. But coming up after the break, we're going to talk about coding. If you have a WordPress website, if you have a Wix website, if you have a Weebly website, so any of the CMS platform, I'm going to give you three pieces of code, three coding terms that you should know if you plan to either be in that line of work or if you're going to manage or maintain your own website. We're going to talk about that coming up after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you have a question for me or my guest, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robin, and I have Frank here with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Lowe's. South Capitol Street southbound is closed between P Street and Potomac Avenue near Nats Park because of an accident bumper to bumper from M Street. If you're heading down toward the Anacostia River, choose another one of the crossings, not the Douglas Bridge on South Capitol Street southbound. Northbound is open. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound, heavy from the Beltway down to 410, the road work there. Pros do it right by shopping at Lowe's to save on the supplies they need most from the brands they trust to get the job done. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Now your WOL weather forecast sponsored by KFC. For today, cloudy with occasional afternoon rain, highs in the 70s. Could see a thunderstorm overnight down to 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, highs in the upper 70s. KFC's got a variety of 100% white meat chicken, $5 fill-ups. That's premium, tasty, delicious fried chicken with 100% white meat for only $5. It's finger-licking good. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. Got a couple eggheads over here kicking it. Don't forget our sponsor, support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Miss Bernadette Clay, that's a young lady I can't say enough about. Now, if you have office needs, I'm over here in Largo, but because I'm a client of BLE Executive Suites, I can meet clients at National Harbor if they're coming across the bridge from Virginia or out of D.C. I can meet clients up in College Park if they're coming from Greenbelt, Silver Spring, Bowie.
And I can meet him, of course, in Largo because BLE has three convenient locations. As a matter of fact, I have a meeting with an attorney. We're talking about intellectual property. And so my client and the attorney that we hired, the three of us are going to meet at the College Park office because it's more convenient. Those are the kind of service that you get to take advantage of as a client of BLE Executive Suites. They have answering services. So if you're out of the office, like right now, they're over there taking my calls right now. And I love that. I love that. I'm never out of the office as far as they're concerned. And guess what? If I'm available, they could patch that call to me as I'm driving down the street, and the client would never even know that I was out of the office. I could be out on the golf course. I could be in the shower. Well, maybe not in the shower. That's not a good look. Scratch that from your mind. But wherever you are, that call can be patched to you. They have these meeting rooms. What I did a few years ago, Frank, I had a big old office over in Oxon Hill, Maryland. I had a big old conference room that would seat about 30 people. I had a conference about once, maybe twice a year. Wow. So what I'm doing, I'm paying for that square footage for a conference room that I never rarely used. So with BLE, you only pay as you use it. And you have a choice of a four-person conference room, an eight-person conference room. They can seat up to 50 people depending on your need. These are just some of the services that you can get at BLE Executive Suites. Cool. So what I want you to do is call them for a free walkthrough. You don't have to get a suite necessarily. You can actually get their virtual services. But if you have constantly office needs, if you need a place to hang your hat, the place to call home, they actually have suites. So you can get a suite for a year, and they'll give you a free month if you just mention Robert Gatewood and the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Just tell them Gatewood sent you. Say, go there and ask, tell Miss Bernadette. Say, look, I heard Gatewood say I can get a free month rent. Now, you got to get sign up for a year. And they will give you that free month. Just mention Marketing Pulpit. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. And tell you folks, at some point, you got to stop meeting folks at the Tasty Freeze and the McDonald's. I mean, that's nice. I understand you're trying to save a buck or two. But at some point, you've got to step up and be a business. Your brand is important. One of those four P's of marketing is place. And it doesn't have to be a physical place. It's your distribution channel and how you present yourself to the public. And that's where BLE shines. So call them at 301-322-1700. Matter of fact, call them today. Just start the conversation going. You don't have to sign anything today. Just start the conversation. Get a free walkthrough. Come over to Largo and I'll even give you the walkthrough myself. Make sure you get that free month of rent. BLESuites.com. Check them out. Tell them Gatewood sent you. For all you folks out here who got your egghead hats on today, I am a undercover egghead myself. Don't let this suit and tie fool you. I'm over there creating websites and putting up servers and working on emails and setting up SSL certificates and setting up site lock protections. And then if I get something that's really, really techie, I'm going to be calling Frank to come over there and help me out. Good thing Frank's right down the hall, so I don't have to call. I don't have to run far.
And Robert, I wanted to follow up on a point you made when you were talking about BLE there. So this is the other thing with the new cloud services, especially when you're looking for small businesses. Mm-hmm. It's being able to buy the services that you need at the point in time. Previously, you know, I'd say 10 years ago, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, you know, you'd have people out here thinking about buying a server. And so you'd have to think about how much capacity should I invest in the server?
Right.
And a lot of times you're thinking, okay, I'm not just buying for today, I'm buying for the future. So 9 times out of 10, what a small business owner would end up doing is oversizing, you know, investing thousands of dollars into
That's
this
so
equipment.
True.
That they don't even leverage maybe a fraction of the capacity of that particular device. Well, now with cloud-based services, the beauty is that you can basically pay for what you need for right now. And as your needs grow, well, then guess what? You can turn on the additional services. So it also allows you to convert that traditionally would have been a huge capital expense that you would have made into your business. Now you're converting those expenses into an operating expense that you're paying month over month. So again, a lot of benefit in these cloud-based services today for small businesses.
That is so true, Frank. That is so true. That's why I'm glad to have Frank here today, folks. If you have a question for our guest, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm going to talk about some tools that you can use to help turn your website into a modern office. We're going to be talking primarily about WordPress CMS platform. CMS, of course, stands for Content Management System. These are three pieces of code that everybody in that field should understand or at least be familiar with. The first one is called short code. Now, the reason it's called short code is because it's short. If you ever look at code,
It's like forever. It's like reams and reams of paper. I mean, just to do a basic, simple task. But short code is actually a short piece of code. It's usually the content is between two brackets. And what it does, it takes applications and plugins and pulls that information from an application and places it on your website. Let's just say you have a, you can go to my website, Marketing Pulpit or GatewoodMarketing.com, and it is full of, you will see short codes at work. If you go to like the contact page and there you see that contact form, you didn't create that form on that particular page. You created it in an application or widget or piece of software called Contact Form 7. You do all of the work on that application. You create the field, you create the email responders and all that kind of stuff. You create it in the application. Now, when you're done, that application gives you a little short piece of code and it says, drop this piece of code anywhere on your website and that form will magically appear. That's a short code. And that's the first one. The second one is called an embed code. Now, if anybody's ever been on YouTube and you watch some of those great videos, and you say, wow, man, I did a video yesterday. It's on YouTube. How do I get on my website? Well, welcome to embed code. If you go to YouTube and hit that little share button at the bottom, a little arrow that's pointing up, it says share. It's going to put up on your screen the embed code. Take that code and just copy it with your mouse. Just highlight it. Take it over to your website and pop it on any page. You can put it on your widgets on the sidebar. You can put it on a page. You can even put it on a post. You didn't have to do any work. You just grab that embed code. So first one was short code. That's pulling applications from one place where you're doing the work into the page. The second one is the embed code, where you're actually taking that code from a third party like YouTube, even Facebook. Some of you all have some nice Facebook videos out here. Like this show right now is being streamed on Facebook. When the show is over, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to my Facebook page, hit the edit button, and there's a link called embed. I'm going to grab that embed code and drop it on my website, and all of a sudden, you don't have to go to Facebook to see that video. You can actually see it right on my website. Another piece of coding you need to be familiar with is called API. That's application program and interface. Now that's a great way to add third-party applications. Let's say you have a MailChimp account or a Constant Contact account, or you have PayPal Pro and some of the Google products, even YouTube Advanced. They have a application code that you would need to go to set up on that platform. Well, actually, the code is already there. If you have MailChimp, there's an application code built into the platform. You don't have to go set up a new email marketing platform because you have a new website. You already have your MailChimp account. Just go to your MailChimp account and find that API code. And then take that API code and you can actually integrate it into a program like Constant Contact or the contact form and drop that API code in your website and it brings all of your MailChimp now into your website. You go to a client, I'll give you one of my clients, MildredMuhammad.com, and you will see that at work. She has a form on her website, and every piece of information that goes into that pop-up form on the homepage, it feeds her email marketing platform, and it's connected by an API application programming interface. I think we have a caller on the phone. Do you have a caller on the phone? Okay. Hey, welcome to the show, caller. What's on your mind?
I just want to know if there's a website or a telephone number I can call and get some more information. I just broke for lunch, and I was able to hear a little of your conversation. I wanted to see if there's an opportunity to learn more about what you're saying.
Yes, sir. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see Frank's information right there on the homepage, and you'll see my information, and we have a lot of information, blogs, and you can listen to some of the past shows, and we can actually talk to you in person if you have any questions after you've gone to the website. So please do that.
Marketingpulpit.
.com. And Frank, you gonna Frank, give us your information real fast also.
Yep. So my email address is frankv@griffin-consulting.com. That's GRYPHON-consulting.com. And for any of your small business owners, listeners,
sure.
Offering a free network assessment.
All right. That's great. Yep. Thank you, caller, for tuning in. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
All right, folks. And also, my information is on the homepage as well. You can call me at 301-839-2836
Or you can also go to gatewoodmarketing.com. You can see some of the websites we've worked with, some of the technology solutions we've put out there. And the last piece of code I'm going to give you today is called an iframe. Now, we have one of our big clients who had they actually have a medical facility, and they're doing urgent care. And they have this elaborate appointment producing form. They've hired a company to set up this place where people can set up their appointments every half hour or so. But integrating to the website became kind of challenging. So what we did what is called an iframe, where you take that form from the place where it was created and drops it right onto your website. So short code, embed code, API, and iframe, all you web wannabes, learn those codes or at least get familiar. Frank, I want to thank you, man, for joining me today.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
It's been a great show. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You can listen to the shows after we go off the air. And want to thank you and come back next week. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.